Now it's time to get really advanced and dive deep into the heart and soul of the content series funnel so you can master this, okay? So in this video, we're going to go through the principles and how you want to structure it, how you want to lay out your script, how you want to set it up. And then once we go through it, I'm actually going to show you my content series funnel so you can check it out for yourself. You can go through it. You can model it specifically to what it is you have to sell, okay? So the first thing when it comes to your content series funnel is the why, okay? The why is video one or content series one, audio one, PDF one, whatever you want to do. This is going to be telling your prospects why they should listen to you. And I'm going to dive deep into it, but I just want to show you a diagram here, okay? See this flow chart as a process that you want to take your prospects through. You want to tell them the why first, then the what, then the how. So let's talk about that now. Let's first dive into the why. So the why video. So this is a video that breaks their attention and stops them in their tracks and tells them why they should listen to you. I like to use the principle of throwing a brick through their window. You want to throw a brick through somebody's window. Picture them sitting down on the couch, watching TV in zombie mode, and you throw a brick through their window. This is what your first immediate video should do and must do in order to capture and grab their attention. Then you got to think about it. Okay, this person, they got stuff to do. They got emails to open and look at. They got, maybe they're at their job. Maybe they got the kids in the background. Like, what can you do for them? Like, what is in it for them? Remember, people are tuned into a very selfish radio station called WIIFM. What's in it for me? Think about that. What is in it for them? And directly let them know what's in it for them as soon as they land there on your site and watch that first video or that first piece of content. And one of the things you want to do is you want to tell them why you're qualified to teach them. Well, are you a, you know, five-figure marketer, a six-figure marketer? Have you made thousands over the internet? Or are you a certified relationship coach? Or have you been married for the last 20, 25 years and you're certified to teach people? Or not even certified, but you just have the experience to teach people how to have a successful relationship. Or maybe you're some type of professional trainer and you were a professional athlete or possibly a collegiate level athlete or some type of athlete, okay? Maybe you're able to train people based on your knowledge and based on the results that you've gotten as an athlete. Why are you qualified? That's what you want to do. You want to break down, tell them why you're qualified to teach them. In the video that I'll show you in my content series funnel, you'll see directly I'm telling people why I'm qualified to teach them, and I'm going right away into breaking that front window, throwing a brick through it, okay? So that's what you want to focus on first, telling them why you're qualified. Then you want to bring up objections and reasons why they may be skeptical, and you want to future pace the answers to those reasons in future videos. So what do I mean by that? So here's an example. So if you've been on the internet for any amount of time, then I'm sure you've seen all of the launches and the crazy letters and all the hypey copy and stuff. Well, look, this is different, okay? This is completely different from anything you've ever seen. And the reason why is because I don't believe in the hype. I believe in just pure, tell it like it is, keep it real, be open, honest, and ethical as a marketer. And that's what's allowed me to have so much success in my business and create a six-figure income. But not only create a six-figure income for myself, I've also helped some of my students and clients create five-figure per month as well as six-figure per year annual incomes in their online businesses. So I don't believe in hype. I believe in telling it like it is, really helping people and delivering the value. Now, in this very video, I want to just give you a little bit more about who I am, tell you why I'm here so that way you understand it. And in the next video, we're going to dive deep into some teaching. So you want to make sure that you stick around and hang out for the next video. So you see right there, I brought up the objections. I crushed those objections right there on the spot. And then I future paced to let them know, hey, look, more of what you want and what's in it for you is going to be in the next video. So what happens is it's almost like a cliffhanger and they're hanging on to see what's going to happen next in the next video. Okay. So then you want to excite them about the upcoming content and the upcoming videos. Don't just say, oh yeah, we've got a video coming up next. No, look, yo, listen, if you thought this video was good, wait till you see the next video. The next video is going to blow your freaking mind. Look, I don't say that lightly. I say that because I'm giving away some of my best content in the very next video. You're going to be really, so you see that? You see how I put that excitement, that flair into it? And maybe, look, maybe you're not as charismatic as I am. Maybe you're not as exciting when it comes to transferring your voice into the video or the audio. That's okay. But you want to use your personality to see that excitement, to see that, you know, that, hey, everybody, get up, get ready for this because this is going to be really awesome. That's what you want to do, okay? And then once you finally get to that point where they're excited, you know, and again, your video should be anywhere from 5 minutes to, you know, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes at the maximum, but never longer than that for the first video because you just want to warm them up and open them up to you. Some people do, around 20-minute long videos. That's fine too. But for you, if you're just starting out with this type of funnel, I recommend anywhere from 5 to 10 at the maximum 15 minutes long for the first video. Then at the end of that video, call them to action. Tell them what to do, okay? You don't want to make, you don't want to tell them to buy something right away, but you want to call them to action. You want to get them in the mode of taking action, okay? Do that by saying, hey, comment on this video. Let me know your thoughts. Share your thoughts with me about this video. Matter of fact, reply to this question. One good thing to do is to ask them at the end of the video, what are the top two questions and challenges that you face with building your business or improving your relationships or losing weight or whatever it is that you're selling? Ask them, what are the top two challenges and questions that you have? What's going to happen is that when they ask these questions, this gives you more content to create for your next video and your next piece of content. Not only that, but it also makes it an interactive process between your prospect and you. So now they feel like they're a part of your new product that you're creating. They're a part of this new product that you're launching out and getting ready to release. They feel like they're actually a part of the making of it, and they're going to be much more engaged. They're going to be much more ready to buy, and they're going to be the people that are going to stick around lifetime with you, okay? And other calls to action include things like, say, hey, like this video, share this video if it resonates with you, share this video if it makes sense to you, or other forms of, you maybe subscribe here. Whatever it is that you want to get them to do at the end of the video, you want to call them to action, okay? I recommend getting them to comment and answer what are the top two biggest questions they have and also the top two biggest challenges they're facing. This will be huge in helping you go forward and create the rest of your content, okay? So that's video number one. I don't want to go too much deeper into it because it's simple. Just follow this script right here on screen and take action and also model what's in my funnels, okay? So now video number two, which is the what video. Let's talk about that. So when you immediately start the what video, you want to thank them and say congratulations for making it here. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate you. You know, we've been getting so much great feedback. We've been getting so many great comments, so many great testimonials from people who've been actively involved and participating in this exciting opportunity that we have here. So you see right there what I did. I made it seem like an event. I made it seem like there's so much excitement, so much buzz going on that for that person who's watching, that there's a bigger picture than what they're seeing on the screen or what they're reading in their email. You want to make it feel like an event. You want to make it feel like there's a lot going on. There's a rush of excitement in the air. You want to make it feel like that. And the reason why is because you're getting people excited to work with you, to buy from you at the end result. Because that's what we want here. We want people to buy from you. And if they don't buy, we at least want to build some goodwill in the marketplace and put your name out there on a good note. Okay. So in this video, you want to just quickly remind people what you're about, you know, who you are, and why they should listen to you. Don't go too deep into it. Don't make like a 40-minute biography here. You just want to just kind of get into it and just say, hey, you know, if you don't know anything about me, I'm a six-figure marketer. I've helped tons of my clients create six-figure online businesses. I've done this. I've traveled the world. But enough about me. I want to get into some actual hardcore, bare bones, hold nothing back teaching to help you overcome. Then you bring up that objection or that question that they had in the last video. And that's why you asked them in the last video, what are your top two challenges and questions that you have? Okay. This is where you're going to actually explain the answers to those things and give out some great free content. Now, I know you may be thinking, well, Mike, I don't want to give out my best stuff. Look, I give out my best stuff for free every single freaking day. Every day I give out my best stuff, whether it's my best quotes, whether it's my best business strategy. I give out something free every single day, and that not only builds credibility around my name in the marketplace, but that also attracts people to me. Where if they don't have the money to buy today, right? Let's say, for example, it's Friday, they had to pay the bills. They may not have the money today, but in 2 weeks, they may have the money. Or 2 months, they may have the money. I've had people come to me and buy from me a year later, saying, hey, man, I finally got that $3,000. Here's my money. And I'm just like, what? Hey, not bad. I can't beat it. So that's what you want to think about. And that's how you want to position yourself to where if they don't have the money now, they'll come back later and buy from you. Okay. And again, remind them of the why. Remind them of why you're here, because that's the most important thing is the why. And also remind them of the opportunity to work with you. Maybe your opportunity is to help them lose weight. Maybe your opportunity is to help them save their house. Maybe their opportunity is to help them become cancer-free. Whatever it is that you're selling on the high ticket level, you want to remind them of why you're here and what's in it for them, okay? What's in it for them? What's in it for them? And get into some real teaching or possibly present a short case study if you have one. And if you don't have a case study yourself, look, you can go out there and just do research on other companies and you can consider that as a case study, okay? It doesn't just have to be your clients have gotten results. Maybe you're new, right? Maybe you're opening up your program as a beta tester. Well, that's fine too. But you can go out there and do research on your target market, on people who've gotten similar results with a similar offer or a similar program that you're going to be releasing to them, okay? So get into some real teaching. You know, I recommend pulling out the whiteboard if you have a whiteboard. If you don't, you can download xmind.net It's actually a free mind mapping software. It's something I use in my business. And you can just put that on screen and kind of map things out and do some real teaching right there on screen. Or maybe you can just get in front of the video and just talk about what you know. Like if you have an expertise in your subject, just get on screen and start teaching. Don't hold back. Don't be shy. Just teach and give away your best stuff. Don't be afraid to give away your best stuff, because you're going to build up the goodwill and people are going to say, man, that was great. I wonder what his paid stuff is like. That's the response you want to produce in your prospects by giving them great stuff away for free and really teaching them, okay? Really teach them to benefit them, all right? Because at the end of the day, yeah, we want to make money. Of course, that's what we're here for. But at the same time, you got to remember, like, if you can help your brothers and sisters on this planet, you are doing your job and your duty as a human being to make the world a better place. So that's a mindset you want to adapt and approach and attack this thing with, okay? And then you want to bring up some of the top myths, some of the, you know, to bring up some objections, bring up more fears, false beliefs that your prospect may be suffering from, and crush them. Either crush them on the spot or say, hey, look, I'm, you know, I know some of you may think that selling high ticket is very hard to do, but look, let me tell you something. It's really easy. Now, we don't have enough time today to go into it, but in our next video, I'm going to dive deep into why it's so easy to sell high ticket offers and programs compared to low ticket offers and programs, okay? That's the way you want to do it. You want to always future pace them, and you want to always lead them into the next video, next piece of content, next sales letter, next offer, next opportunity, whatever it is. You want to always lead them into the next thing, okay? Because if you just settle for where you're at right now, the what video, you're not going to make money, okay? You want to get them to the how video. In the how video, this is where you're going to explain your process, how it works, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And once your process is broken down, that's where you present your offer to them in the following video, okay? And again, once you get through this, once you bring up the myths and some of the challenges, again, you invite them to action, right? You call them to action. You build excitement for the next video. You let them know what's going to be happening, you know, kind of give them a preview of what's happening in the next video, and call them to action. Tell them to comment and say, hey, look, what are the top two biggest questions, concerns, fears, worries, challenges that you suffer from right now, or that you're facing in your business, in your health, relationship, whatever it is? Tell them to answer the top two questions and concerns they have with whatever it is that you're promoting in regards to your opportunity, okay? And then you want to make sure that you call them to action. Tell them to comment, tell them to like, tell them to share the video, tell them to reply via email, whatever it is. Call them to action, okay? That's the only way things are going to happen, is if you're calling people to action. We're going to talk about the how video now, okay? Because the how, this is where we get into the process, you know, the 6 steps, your 3 steps, 5 steps, whatever your process is. This is where we get into that, and we kind of give them an overview, or we dive deep into it, okay? So once again, you start off by congratulating and thanking them for getting here. So, okay, congratulations. Welcome. You made it. Thank you so much for watching our last videos. We really appreciate it. You know, everybody's really excited about it. Everyone's been leaving some great feedback, testimonials, and comments. We've been getting some great responses. It's so exciting what we have here. This is an opportunity that's been changing lives. Thank you so much for the feedback. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. You want to manufacture yourself as a celebrity. That's what you're doing here. And this is positioning. Okay. You are positioning yourself as a celebrity in your marketplace. As people are seeing this and they're like, man, people saying thank you. People, these guys congratulating me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's positioning. Okay. And that's the key in marketing. Everything is positioning. Okay. Positioning. Even if you only got one person watching your videos, you want to position yourself as if you have a huge audience out there. Because look, let's be real here. The people showing up to your website, they don't know you. They don't know about any audience. They maybe haven't even seen any of your videos from before. They probably have never even heard of you. 9 times out of 10, the people that I market to and I sell my products to, they've never heard of me, ever. I mean, you're here now because obviously you invested with me, right? But most people, they don't know who I am. So I have to position myself every single time as an authority whenever I talk to people and whenever I put out information products and any type of information, period. I have to position myself and reposition myself over and over and over. And that's what you want to do. You want to reposition yourself yet again, okay? And quickly reposition yourself and remind them of your opportunity. Like I said, let them know you're a 6-figure marketer, 5-figure marketer. You're a health coach with over 8 years, 10 years of experience. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you plan to sell people. Look, even if you've only been learning about a certain topic and you feel that you're an expert, or you feel you have enough knowledge to teach other people and charge money for it, let them know, hey, listen, I'm a professional at XYZ. Let them know that you've been studying that topic, you've been researching it. But position yourself as somebody who knows what the hell they're talking about, because people are only going to give you money if you know what you're talking about, right? Now, answer the questions that you've been getting, and possibly present yet another short case study. So in the last video, you should have gotten questions from people saying, oh, yeah, I got a question about this. Those questions are what you're going to answer right here. Right after you position yourself again and say, well, you know, in our last video, we got a bunch of questions. And some of the questions that came up were X, Y, Z. Well, in order to solve X, Y, Z, what I want to do today is I want to go into some actual real life teaching and explain the how, like explain the how of how to solve that problem, how to solve that challenge, and also explain your process. Don't give it the entire process away, but give them the outline, like give them steps 1 through 6. But don't dive deep into step 1, step 2, step, because you want them to buy those steps. You follow me? Like, you want to show them what they're getting without selling it to them yet, okay? And you show them the end result, and you describe life at point B for your ideal prospect. Now, for the majority of people who get into internet marketing, they want to be free, right? They want to create freedom. They want to have money coming in. They want to have time. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to have fun. They want to be able to spend time with family. They want to do these things. So talk about what life's going to be like once they're able to travel, once they're able to hang out more with their family. Talk about what life is going to be like at point B. Okay? Talk about that, because that right there is where your ideal prospect wants to be. Talk about what it's going to be like when they can look at themselves in the mirror and they're excited about what they see. Talk about what it's going to look like when they take off their clothes at the beach and they feel good. Talk about what it's going to look like for them when they can finally put on those old jeans from high school again because they lost so much weight. Talk about that. Paint that picture so vivid. Make it so real. Make it tangible. Make them feel, okay? Make them feel what life is like now at point B in this very video. And then what you want to do is you want to transition your video series or your content series to sell your core offer in your next video or sales letter. Now, a sales letter works fine. A video works fine, okay? And even if you want to do a combination of the two, that works fine as well. But what you want to do is in the next video or the next piece of content that you present, you want to sell them, okay? You want to sell them because now they're so comfortable with you. They love what you got. They love what you're about. Sell them. But don't come at them like a used car salesman, right? And just come at like a greasy slime ball. Let them know. So listen, I hope that I've answered your questions now. What I'm going to do in the very next video, I'm actually going to be presenting an offer to you. Yes, it is an opportunity to work closely with me. And this is something that I've actually reserved for a very few select individuals. But at this point, we've been hanging out. We've been spending some time together. So I want to invite you to actually reach out to work with me and get started with me. Okay, this is not for everybody. And again, this is a very, very limited invitation only opportunity. If you're really ready and excited to work with me and get the results of having more money, being able to travel more, having what's in it for you, of course, and again, this is me just off the mic speaking, but of you getting what's in it for you, then be on the lookout for my next email or my next video where I'm going to offer you the opportunity to get started with me right away. And then from that point, what you do, you and that's a transition right there. That's how you present the transition, okay? And then the next step is actually presenting the offer, right? So when you present the offer, you want to create scarcity and urgency to make a buying decision. Because most people, let's face it, they're not going to buy until it's too late, or they're not going to buy until they know they're going to miss out. So you'll have your offer open for like 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, or have it at one price for 3 days and then increase the price. Okay, have it at one price for 4 days and then increase the price, or take it down from the marketplace completely. This is the way that you do it to get people to buy, because if they don't buy on the spot, it's going to be tough to get them to buy, right? So you make a final call to take action and buy your product. When it comes to presenting your offer or on your sales letter, you know, maybe include like a timer. Okay, there's an app called Timerlay, and you can download that or go to their website, see how much the service is or whatnot. And you can include a timer on your actual sales page or on your video. I believe with InstaBuilder, they have that. They may have that as well with ClickFunnels. I'm not sure with ClickFunnels, but I know they have that with InstaBuilder, where they have like a built-in timer. You can upload it there and make the website redirect to another site. Okay, and this is if you're using a sales letter to create that urgency and that scarcity to make your prospects buy. But that's how you do it. That's how you do the how video, and those are your three pieces of content. And again, this applies to both written audio as well as video. So this is not just for video, okay? You can use the same process to make your videos with, all right? Now, what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about presenting your offer, okay? So you offer your program to people using a video sales letter, a webinar, or a written out sales letter. And this video sales letter, webinar, or sales letter, it's just going to sell your product, okay? Whatever your price point is, it's going to sell your product. And, you know, I recommend that you sell your price points between $500 to $2,000 for starters. And then you increase those prices as you go and feel comfortable. So maybe you get a couple more case studies, Maybe you get a couple more testimonials. Then you include those to case studies and testimonials, and you raise your prices, okay? You raise your prices as you go. And I recommend this price to get, just get started because, look, if you can make five sales for $2,000, that's $10,000. That's $10,000. For most people, that's life-changing. For some people, that's enough to quit your job. For some people, that's enough to supplement your income until you can repeat the process over and over and over, which will happen as long as you follow the strategy, okay? And deliver the content as you go. Look, don't make all the content up front. Make sure that people will buy first. Make sure that people will give you money. Once they give you money, that's when you do everything. That's when you put everything together, okay? Look, you can even put up YouTube videos. You don't even have to create a website first. You can send people to YouTube videos and literally do it like that. Or you can send them to your Facebook profile and have videos on your Facebook profile, okay? Or you can use a Facebook group. Look, it's endless. You don't even have to have any money to do this. You just have to take action, massive action. And then again, once you make the money, once people buy from you, then you create the website, then you deliver everything as you go on an ongoing basis. One of the easiest ways to do it, the fastest ways, the best ways. And so there it is. There is your video funnel and content funnel all in one. Just follow these principles, take all that massive action. Now, I want to kind of get off screen for a bit, and I just want to show you one of my funnels. So this is my content series funnel where I have three videos, okay, and then this is like a testimonial video, and so I'll just show you how this works. So when it comes to my page, it's a video here, right? And so the logo, intro.
Hey, I'm Michael Baptiste, and I want to say welcome and congratulations for making it here. You made it, and I'm an award-winning online product creator.
You see right away I'm positioning myself.
And I believe in helping people
create an online income
that is independent from time, a boss, and a job. If you believe what I believe, then I strongly invite you to watch the rest of this training series. But if you don't believe what I believe, I highly invite you and recommend that you click away from this website. All right?
So real simple video. And this is about like, I think like 10 minutes long. I created this entire website with InstaBuilder, okay? It took me a little time, but I like to create stuff myself. I mean, I'm technically retarded, so being able to just use InstaBuilder is cool for me. I like it sometimes, right? Because I get to create all this. Now, it's simple. You can just model this. Now, this is what I did. Step number one, I gave them a free PDF. And this free PDF, all it really is just a couple steps that's just leading them back to apply to work with me and buy from me. Okay, five ways to grow your buyers list. Scroll through, and it's just telling them real quick, simple stuff. Six simple steps. And the last step is here, fill out an application to work with me. And then I'm just saying, hey, here's my Facebook group, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and here's a cool video of me skydiving. That's it. It's simple, okay? It may look complicated, but trust me, it's very, very simple. That's it. And this is, of course, sprinkled with affiliate links to make me money just in case people buy from me or not. Now, just to go back. So let's say, for example, you know, they watch these videos, and again, there are three content videos, okay? There's the why, the what, and the how. Okay, each video is different. And again, I'm not going to explain every single video, but what I will show you is this final video. So this is just a video of testimonials, case studies of different clients that I've worked with over the past couple of years. People just, you know, leaving testimonials, talking about the results they've gotten. Okay, and so this is the success stories, again, case studies, and I leave a disclaimer. The results aren't typical. You may not get any results at all, okay? And they come here.
Hey guys, Troy Paul here.
Case study of all the people giving testimonials, got more testimonials as you go down here. More testimonials everywhere, okay? This is where you structure it. Got, you know, income screenshots. And always take screenshots of your clients getting results. There's Jing. I use Jing right here. It's free. You can go to techsmith.com, download this.
Hey guys,
it's free.
Troy Paul here. Today I just wanted to cut a real...
Okay, and again, I got all these videos. And look, this is what happens. On every page, I'm keeping it consistent, right? I'm saying download the PDF checklist and schedule your session to speak with me. So what happens is this. Once they actually go here, they come to this page, right? And they actually are prompted to fill out this survey, okay? They're prompted to fill out the survey, answer all the questions here on the survey. And then once they do, they click submit, then I will get a notification inside of my Gmail that somebody has actually submitted a survey using Google Forms. Very, very simple. You can actually come here to this site. It's called ProfitableMachine.com. There will be a link below this video so you can watch it and get more information about it. And that's it. So that is my content series funnel. You can come here again, model it, watch these videos, get some more information and intel on how it is that I do it. Take massive action. This is a very high way to convert prospects long term. And remember, webinar, sales letter, video sales letter, and also the video content series. All of these are different ways to sell your product. You don't have to focus on just one. And you don't have to do all three, okay? You can just do one only. You can do two. You can do three. You can do as many as you like. But what I'm teaching you are the strategies, okay, that will get you to convert at the highest levels and in as many different ways as possible. Maybe your prospects want to read a sales letter. Maybe your prospects want to watch a webinar. Maybe your prospects want to break it down and watch a couple of different videos, right? You're going to be hitting them from every single angle to maximize as much money as you can from your prospects. That's the reason why we're doing this the way we're doing it, okay? Hope this makes sense. Hope you got a lot from this video. Hope it made a lot of sense. Follow the strategy I got set up. Take a look at my videos. There should be a link below this very video. And I will see you inside the next training. Take care, and I'll see you there. Peace.